I don't care how, look up this way now, I don't care how good a Christian you are. If you're not well, you can't serve God. I don't care how much Bible you know. If you're in bed and unable to get out of bed, you cannot be your best. Your body, hear me carefully, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're very prone to say, since the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, we should not smoke. We should not drink. And that's right. But ladies and gentlemen, there are things about that hurt the body other than smoking and drinking. Now, I'm not going to go into the obvious ones, the natural ones that you hear so much about. I'm just going to take the Bible. I want you to follow me very carefully. First, I want you to remember our text tonight. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. The spirit of a man. Now that means, the Bible says that the most important thing about your health is your spirit. It didn't say that vitamins will sustain your infirmity. It didn't say that enough rest and exercise, though those are important. The Bible says that the most important thing about your health is your spirit. And I'll explain that to you after a while. Now, don't forget the verses that we've used. And I'm going to go over some old ones and some new ones. For example, listen to these, every word of them. A merry heart, Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Now, my Bible says that a happy heart, a merry heart, is good like a medicine. Now that means it'll help make you, medicine makes you well, doesn't it? That's the purpose of it. Now that means that God says a merry heart or a happy heart doeth good like a medicine, but there's a negative to that also. But a broken spirit drieth the bones. Now we learned that the bones are very vital to health. We learned that inside those bones is you have bone marrow. The bone marrow is what makes the blood cells, we learn. And that bone marrow is supposed to make those, what we usually call the killer cells, or that little term, the killer cells that go to the body, throughout the body, and form what we call the immune system, and they fight disease. Now, the Bible says that, and by the way, you grouches, don't be surprised. All other things being equal, if you're grouchy, you'll not be as healthy as somebody that's happy. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. But a broken spirit drieth the bones. What does that mean? That means if your spirit is not well. I mean, I'm not talking about your lungs. I'm talking about your liver. Not talking about your stomach. Not talking about your appendix. I'm talking about your spirit. If your spirit is not well, it drieth the bones. And you dry the bones, that affects the bone marrow, and you affect the bone marrow, you affect the cells, you affect the cells, you affect the killer cells, you affect the killer cells, you affect the immune system, and because you have a broken spirit, or a wounded spirit, or a broken spirit, you will not have the kind of immune system. Now, if you want to have an immune system that fights disease, then you're going to have a merry heart and not have a broken spirit. Proverbs 15:4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Now, what does that mean? That means that the use of your tongue is a medicine. How you use your tongue can help determine whether you are healthy or not. The Bible said, a wholesome tongue. You say, what's a wholesome tongue? You know what a wholesome tongue is. You know what a tongue that's not wholesome is. You know that. I'm saying a person that gossips will not be as healthy as a person that doesn't gossip, all other things being equal. I'm saying a person that's negative, speaks negatively, all other things being equal, will not be as healthy as a person that speaks positively. Bible says a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I happen to be teaching you the eternal, never dying, true Word of God. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. In Proverbs 18:14, we read a while ago, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Now compare that with Proverbs 15:13, A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. But get this. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Now, while ago in Proverbs 18:14, I read that that the spirit of a man sustains his infirmity. Now, in Proverbs 15:13, I find that the spirit is broken by the sorrow of the heart. That means if you have sorrow of the heart, or if you don't have a merry heart, you have a sad heart, not a happy heart, not a happy person. That means that that breaks your spirit, and your spirit is what sustains your infirmity. So you having a happy heart will keep you more healthy than you are, and a sad heart will make you less healthy than you are. That is, if this book I have in my hand happens to be the Word of God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, be not wise in thine own eyes. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, depart from evil, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Now, I'm giving you things tonight, before I get into the real crux of the study, what the Bible says about health. The Bible says if you want health to your navel, and I won't go into that, but it has something to do with you having a healthy baby when you are giving birth to a baby, and I won't go into that. It says three things here will be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Now, if it's marrow to your bones, the bone marrow makes blood cells. The blood cells make the killer cells. The killer cells form the immune system, and the immune system is what fights disease. And my Bible says these three things help it. One, be not wise in thine own eyes. What does it mean? Be humble. Second, it says fear the Lord and depart from evil. What does that mean? That means don't try to hurt anybody. Evil means doing wrong to try to hurt somebody. Now you listen to me. The Bible says a merry heart, a wholesome tongue, humility, fearing God, and departing from evil will give health to your bone marrow, which makes blood cells, which makes the killer cells, which makes the immune system, which fights disease. In Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22, I read, attend unto my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Get this now. Said four things about the Bible. Attend to my words. Incline thine ear to hear them. That means come to hear them preached and taught. Let them not depart from thine eyes, and keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. This book, ladies and gentlemen, is medicine. A merry heart is medicine. A happy tongue, a positive tongue, is medicine. Humility is medicine. I'm telling you tonight that there are literally millions of dollars spent on medical bills by the people in this room that are needless. And what you're doing is you have no immune system. Why? Because your pride has kept the killer cells from working properly. And not living in the Word of God has kept the killer cells from working properly. And not having a merry heart has kept the killer cells from working properly. And not attending to this book has kept the killer cells from working properly. And because of that, you trot down to the doctor, and most doctors will tell you that 90% of their patients, 80-90% are psychosomatic anyway. I'm saying that if this book is true, you are wasting money. Most of you folks could buy a new car with the money that you spend, needlessly spend on doctor bills, because you watch the television set more than you read the Bible. And because you listen to bad news more than you listen to good news. And because your tongue is not wholesome or healthy, but it's unwholesome and unhealthy. And because you're proud and not humble. Now, my Bible says that you'll be healthier if you'll do these things. Proverbs 12:8 says, the tongue of the wise is health. The tongue of the wise is health. Didn't say penicillin is health. A lot of penicillin would be needless if we'd use our tongues right. And have a merry heart. And live in the Bible. And be humble. The tongue of the wise is health. Proverbs 13:17 says, a wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. What does that mean? That means people that tell good news are healthier than they would have been if people that tell bad news. People that talk about good reports are healthier than those that talk about O.J. Simpson. That's what it's talking about. I'm talking about, you read the trial about Mr. Reynolds over in Chicago and O.J. Simpson and the Smith gal down in Carolina, and you read that stuff, and you talk about the negative all the time. And the Bible says, a wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. That means if you listen to what is positive, it'll help you be more healthy, and if you talk about what's positive, it'll help you be more healthy. Proverbs 16:24. Get this. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. The bones make the bone marrow. The bone marrow makes the blood cells. The blood cells make the killer cells. Listen to me. The killer cells form the immune system. Now you listen. You folks that don't talk pleasant words, you folks that fuss at home, you husbands that fuss at your wives, you wives that fuss at your husbands, you boys and girls that can't get along with your brothers and sisters, no wonder you're trotting down the doctor all the time. No wonder you're calling in sick all the time. No wonder you have to miss so much school all the time. No wonder some of you college students get more days absent than you're allowed to take off. Tell you exactly why. You have not yet learned how to be well according to God's plan. You've got more confidence in the doctor than you have in the living God. Pleasant words are sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Isaiah 30, verse 15. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Let me reword that. In meditation and in faith shall be your strength. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, I think it's verse 16, King Saul was not well. Somebody suggested that they find someone who could play some good music for him. And they found young David, and David in chapter 22 of 1 Samuel, I think about verse 22, 23, 24, along in there somewhere, David comes and plays soothing music to King Saul, and King Saul got well. So you listen to your rock music and wonder why you're not well. So you go to some highbrow church, formal service, no joy, no laughter, no fun, no happiness in the songs, and you wonder why you're not well. Again, I'm not saying you'll never get sick if you do these things. I'm saying you won't get sick as much if you do these things. And then, of course, there are all those passages in the Bible that deal with long life. Honor thy father and thy mother. Exodus 20, verse 12, says you'll live a longer life. Now, some of you kids, go right ahead and rebel against your mom and dad. Some of you children down here, you teenagers, go right ahead. But I want you to know, if you don't believe the Bible, put your sign down. If you do believe the Bible, believe you're not going to live as long if you dishonor your mother and your father. It does not say honor thy good mother and thy good father. It does not say honor thy Christian mother and thy Christian father. It does not say honor thy church-going mother and thy church-going father. It says you're supposed to honor your mother and honor your father if you want to add years to your life. Deuteronomy 25:13-15 says that honesty and a just weight adds years to your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 16 through 20, and I want you to read these as you listen to this over again. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 16 through 20 says that to love the Lord will add years to your life. 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 14 says to walk in the ways of the Lord will add years to your life. Again in Psalm 91 verses 14 through 16 it says to love the Lord will add years to your life. In Proverbs 3 verses 1 and 2 it says the word of God will add years to your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 40, it says keeping the commandments will add years to your life. In Deuteronomy 5, verses 31 through 33, it says to walk in the word and teach the word and do the word will add years to your life. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 2 says, to fear the Lord will add years to your life. Deuteronomy 17:20 says, if Mickey Mantle would listen to me back yonder years ago, he wouldn't be in the shape he's in right now. You're not going to go to these nightclubs and drink your liquor and profane God's name and leave God out of your life and leave the Word out of your life and live as long as you could live. And one of these days, when you're facing death prematurely, you're going to wish you'd listen to what Brother Howell is all talking about on Wednesday night. Deuteronomy 17, verse 20 says, being humble and not being proud will add years to your life. In Proverbs 10:27, it says, the fear of the Lord will add years to your life. In Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, Moses is talking to Joshua, who's going to succeed him as the leader of the people of God. And Moses said these words, be strong. Be strong. Then he proceeds to tell Joshua how to be strong. And he says this. He commands Joshua to be strong, then tells him how. He says, the Bible and meditation. The Bible and meditation. God said, be strong, Joshua. You've got to lead the people of God. Be strong. The Bible and meditation. Now listen carefully. From these verses, I find the key to health can be summed up in eight little words or statements. One, the Bible. The Bible. Now listen carefully. This book is more important to your health than erythromycin. This book is more... Listen to me. Listen to me, please. Let's don't be talking now. This book is more important to your health than vitamin B12. This book is more important to your health than jogging. This book is more important to your health than eating vegetables and fruit. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father. So we've learned several things in these verses that tell us are necessary for health. One, the Bible. Two, meditation. You'd be surprised if you knew how many times God puts meditation in the list of things that cause success. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desire of thine heart. Delight yourself in the Lord. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Bible, health aid, meditation, health aid. Three, right fellowship. From these verses that I've read to you tonight, you run around with that critical crowd and you're not going to be as well as you could have been. Go right ahead. I'm not trying to get you to leave the critical crowd alone for my sake, any other church's sake. This church is doing well. And I don't know if anybody's caused any serious problems in this church at all. But you hang around that crowd trying to destroy this church. You go ahead and sit there and eat with people that hate the New Testament church and hate the soul winner. And if they criticize, I don't care if it's us criticizing them or them criticizing us, you are not going to be as healthy as you could be if you don't run with the right crowd. That's Bible, ladies and gentlemen. That's Bible. Believe it or close it. Get in or get out. Get on or get off. Get hot or get cold. The Bible's true or it's not true. If the Bible's true, then the Bible gives you better health, meditation gives you better health, and the right crowd gives you better health. Number four, sense of humor. People come here and criticize me for cutting up a lot. Well, just go ahead and criticize and be sick. I promise you that I help keep some of you folks well. Some of my humor makes you sick, too, But it helps keep you well. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A merry heart doeth... Put your head up. Sit up there, young lady. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Loosen up some. Fully on the Lord is in his holy temple. Fully on that stuff. Fully on that. Listen to me. Listen to me. Fully on the high church dead stuff. Give me some humor along with it. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. The Bible, meditation, right fellowship, sense of humor, laughter. I read 4 different lengthy articles on the medicinal value of laughter, written by not quack doctors, but doctors that you would call reputable. I read, I'll guarantee you, I spent at least 2 hours reading nothing but what laughter does for health. Laughter, and I'll get to this after a while, laughter unlooses these killer cells. The Bible, meditation, right fellowship, sense of humor, laughter. 6, proper kind of music. I'll get to that next Wednesday night in our study. Proper kind of music. 7, love. The Bible teaches us that if you love, you'll be healthier than if you don't love. And if you are loved, you'll be healthier than if you are not loved. Loving, listen to me, loving is medicinal. Laughter is medicinal. Positive speaking is medicinal. The Word of God is medicinal. Running with the right crowd is medicinal. And 8, and last, I'm not through yet, but 8, as far as what we've read in these verses are concerned, we have, to sum it all up, there are 8 things we have read that will help you be healthier. 1, the Bible. 2, meditation. 3, right fellowship. 4, sense of humor. 5, laughter. 6, proper music. 7, love and be loved. 8, good news. Good news. A faithful ambassador is healthful to the bones. That means good news. Somebody brings you good news. All right, now, I'm leaving the Bible, and I'm going to give you, and I hate to do it, I hate to give you 50 hours of study in about 15 minutes here, just a few little statements. I'm mad because I'm going to get over it so fast. Now the studies. Hear me carefully. I have read over 17 authors, I think it is. I probably have read 50 different articles, and I think 17 different books. I think it's 17 books I got over here somewhere. 17 different doctors' books, but 17 different doctors. All agree on one thing. Hear me carefully. Listen. All agree on one thing. There's a difference between curing and healing. Curing is what medicine offers. Healing is internal. No doctor can heal you. He can cure you. What does that mean? He can stop the thing that is stopping the healing. He can't heal you. Every single article of every single famous person and doctor I read, listen to me now, every single one, said that no doctor or medicine can heal you. Illustration. You break a leg, break a bone. The doctor can't heal that broken bone. The doctor can set that broken bone so it can heal from within. But the doctor can't heal your broken bone. You have a wound. The doctor cannot heal that wound. The doctor can sew that wound up and give you stitches to put that wound in a position where it can be healed from within. But no healing comes from a doctor. Healing comes from within. Healing of the doctor or medicine can get your body in shape to heal. That's why the doctor says, I've done all I can do. Everything else is up to your body. Healing comes from within. Medicine creates the conditions that enable healing to occur. Medicine cures the disease, but healing cures the patient. The average doctor can cure your disease, but he cannot cure you. Because if you keep on complaining and keep on running around the gossips and keep on watching the television more than you read this book and keep on having an ugly spirit and keep on being critical and keep on being proud, then, brother, you are blocking the healing processes, and the doctor can stop whatever's wrong with you right now, but he can't keep you from getting it again. Medicine cures the diseased. Healing cures the patient. Now, the Spirit has something to do with that healing. That takes us back to our study about the body having a tenant. Your house is in as good a shape. Listen to me now. Your house is just in the same or as good a shape as the people inside of it care for it. Now, the tenant of your body is your soul. And the most important thing about you having a healthy body is you're having a healthy soul, because the soul lives in the body. And the most and your soul has a tenant, and that tenant is your spirit. That means that if your soul is healthy, it's up to the spirit to make it so. And if your body is healthy, it's up to the soul to make it so. Which means the spirit makes the soul well, which makes the body well. Which means if you're going to be well, you got to work on your spirit. It's the spirit that is the great healer of man, not the penicillin shot. I'm talking right now about what everyone agreed on. Every single one agreed that no doctor can heal you. He can put your body in a position where he can stop that which is attacking you, but he cannot create the immune system for you. That's on the inside. These little killer cells have to work. Now then, I'm going to give you their studies. Now I want you. This is what I've learned. 50 hours minimum. Number one. Study about music. I cannot tell you if all these tests agree with every other test. I can tell you that studies and tests have been made about everything I'm going to give you. There have been studies made concerning music. They have taken a group of people and let them be subject to music of the same beat. Now, that beat may be fast like rock music, or it may be slow, but it's the same beat. Yo heave ho, yo heave ho, yo heave ho, yo. And they found that the killer cells do not reproduce as quickly when the same beat is given over and over again. That beat may be a, listen to me, it may be a rock beat with the same beat. It may be a jerky beat. And I don't know enough about music to know what the rock beat is, but I know one thing. I know that men smarter than I am medically have had studies that have proved to themselves, at least, the fact that a variety of beat in a song will produce these killer cells, and the same beat, be it any kind of beat, will destroy these killer cells, and your immune system will not be as well if you're subject to any kind of music with the same beat over and over and over and over and over again. That isn't all. I got about 15 or 16 different studies, and I'm going to just mention them to you. Good and bad news. They took some actors. I mentioned something like this before. They took some actors who can put themselves into a part and feel like they're the very person. They let an actor listen to positive talk over a period of weeks, then let the actor listen to negative talk over a period of weeks, and the killer cells were increased when the positive talk was given and decreased when the negative talk was given. Now, we're not talking about some fundamental preacher. I'm talking about doctors. I'm talking about research. I'm talking about studies. The medical science says, and the doctors have had studies that have said, positive talk increases your immune system and negative talk decreases it. Why don't you shut up then about a bunch of negative garbage? You talked about O.J. Simpson long enough. Talk about Jesus Christ for a while. They also took some studies. People who criticize over a period of time limit the production of the killer cells in the bone marrow. And people that praise over the same amount of time increase the killer cells in the bone marrow. What are we saying? We're saying that the Bible says it, but now medical studies. I'm talking about doctors from Harvard. I'm talking about doctors from Massachusetts University. I'm talking about doctors from University of California. I'm talking about doctors from Baylor Medical Center in Dallas, Texas, the greatest medical places in the world. The studies have said that criticism slows down the killer cells and praise increases the killer cells. If you want to be healthy, quit gossiping and quit criticizing and praise somebody. Either that or go ahead and spend your $15,000 a year on your medicine and doctor bills. But after a while, ladies and gentlemen, the medicine that corrects you you're going to become immune to it. And if you've not used God's medicine, don't be surprised if your life is cut short and you're not as healthy while you're living. Then, as I said before, Bible says it. You know, medical science is catching up with the Bible. Hadn't caught up yet, but it's on its way. Do you know our government is financing studies to prove that laughter is good for the health? I could have taken the Proverbs 17:22. They could give me that money. We could build a new building with it. You don't need to have a stupid government project. The Bible said a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. But now medical science says that. Quick, purposeful anger will also increase the killer cells. But long anger will decrease the killer cells. Medical science has made tests and proved that bitterness cuts down the production of the killer cells. Listen to me now. I wish I could get you as serious right now as you are when you've got 106, your child's got 106 fever, and you're sitting in the doctor's office and you wonder if that child's going to breathe his next breath. I wish I could get you to believe in this book like you believe in medical science. And I'm talking tonight about tests and studies that have been made by the doctors you go to, and they say that laughter increases those cells. Now listen carefully to this. Love and touch increases the killer cells. Love and touch. Watch it, college students. I don't want you to be too well. Love and touch. Now, here's what the studies have shown. By the way, my mother knew this. My mother said, "Let me touch it and I'll make it well." My mother said, "Let me kiss it and I'll make it well." My mother went to the third grade. Listen to me now. She had more sense than most doctors did. Now then, doctors have finally caught up. And studies, I'm talking about scientific studies, funded by multiplied millions of dollars, have found out what the Bible said all along. Get this. One doctor conducted a study. And he conducted a study over the same type of cross-section of society. And one group embraced. I'm talking about mothers and fathers hugging children. I'm talking about children hugging mothers and fathers embracing each other. people who embrace increase those killer cells. And those killer cells form the immune system. There's some, and one doctor even made a study. I love this. One doctor even made a study on the laying on of hands at ordination. And he said there's something to it. Well, I knew it all along. He said there's something to an impartation into the physical makeup with the laying on of hands at ordination. There was a study made among people who hear the words, I love you, and folks that don't hear the words, I love you. I love you when listened, when heard, or spoken increases the production of the bone marrow and increases the production of the killer cells. I love you. Not hard to say. I love you. People who say it are healthier than the other people, with the everything being equal, who don't say it, and people who hear it with all else being equal are healthier than those that don't hear it. Another. This is amazing. They made a study of doctors' house calls. And they found out that people who have, who the doctor would go to their house and sit beside their own bed in their own bedroom and gently administer to them, versus the doctors in the office that where you go to see them, and the people that had the house calls got well twice as fast as the people that went to the doctor's office. You say, who taught you that? Jim Vineyard? Yeah, I know who taught you that. Yeah, Bob Gray and Longview taught you that. Bob Gray and Longview hadn't got enough sense to know all of this stuff. I'm talking about men that taught your doctor. I'm talking about men that trained your doctor. And the statement they made was this: the doctor is medicine. The doctor is medicine. Another study. They studied the demeanor of the doctors. Some of the doctors, they be demeanor than the other doctors. The kind, gentle doctor, his patients got well quicker than the matter-of-fact, harsh kind of doctor. Another, loneliness stops, listen again, loneliness, all of these that are negative decrease the production of the killer cells in the bone marrow. And all of these that are not healthy decrease the production of the killer cells in the bone marrow. Loneliness. They have what they call group therapy. Did you know that cancer patients, in every study that I read about, cancer patients who have group therapy live twice as long as cancer patients that don't have group therapy? Loneliness hinders the immune system and fellowship with like and kindred spirits accelerates the immune system. I have no doubt about this. 1959, I had viral pneumonia and bacterial pneumonia. I've never been as sick in my life. I'll guarantee you that Mrs. Hiles had a part in my recovery by the gentle way that she took care of me. I'll guarantee you that. You say you think you'd be alive if Royal Moffitt had been taking care of me, I'd have died the first week. And I would have chosen to do so. Next study. Meditation. Oh, yeah, you're going to be a yoga expert. No, I like frozen yoga, but I... I'm not talking about yoga people. But I am talking about, listen to me now, meditation. Even people that don't meditate on the Bible increase the killer cells more than people that don't meditate. Listen carefully. What does meditation do? Meditation gets your mind off everything but one thing. A doctor who is a professor at the University of Massachusetts made this statement. He said that he is not a yoga advocate. But he said their talk on breathing is right. For example, take deep breaths and count them. One. Two. That's all I'm thinking about right now. It's not the breathing, though breathing is rather very important. And I would suggest it. It's an aid to health. It's not the breathing. It's the fact that you have gotten your mind off everything else in the world but the breathing. One study, they had people that ate alone and thought about what they're eating. You know, most of you never taste your food. You're too busy talking, listening. People that eat alone and think about the food. They gave one big doctor gave a guy some raisins. Said, I want you to eat these raisins and I want you to think about how good they are. The guy was eating some raisins, thinking about how good they were, and his cells increased in production. And it helped his immune system. What was it? The fact he's thinking about raisins? No, it's the fact that he wasn't thinking about everything else. Your mind is like a bunch of birds up a tree. Or a couple of ladies at WMS. Chatter, 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 chatter. Your mind is that way. Now, when you meditate, you get your mind on one thing, and that gets your mind off other things, and meditation is good for your immune system. I take a walk every day when I'm out of town. Took a walk yesterday, and I decided to look at a bird. Go ahead and laugh. God didn't put them there for you to bypass. I decided to watch a bird. Yeah. And one reason you're laughing, some of you folks that are laughing got pills. Your purse weighs 3 pounds because it's full of pills. I ain't thinking about a thing but that bird. Just watched it. I love to watch a flower and study the flower. Let me tell you something. Did you know the word meditation and medication come from the same root? Meditation and medication come from the same root word. God knew what he was talking about when he said, get your mind on my book. You get your mind on my book, get it off all your problems, all your burdens, your work, off everything else, and get it on my book, and God said it'll help you be healthier. Those killer cells will fight more. Your immune system will be stronger if you'll meditate on my book. Next little study. They put people over here and isolated them and didn't let them tell anybody about their pain. They put the people over here and let them tell somebody that cared about their pain. And the people over here that had no one to tell about their pain did not have the immune system that the people over here who had somebody to talk to about their pain. Now, it's very interesting to me. I said a while ago that as we quoted all those scriptures, that the Bible says the key to health is the Bible, meditation, right fellowship, sense of humor, laughter, right music, love, and good news. If you'll check these studies I gave you, they're almost concurrent. The Bible says meditation will make you healthier. Medical science says meditation will make you healthier. The Bible says right fellowship will make you healthier. Medical science has group therapy and somebody to listen to you. Make you healthier. The Bible says a sense of humor will make you healthier. Meditation has proved that laughter will increase the cells that fight disease and make the immune system. The Bible says that the right kind of music. And medical science has found that music that has a varied beat will cause the cells to produce, killer cells to produce fast. And one that has a monotonous beat will hamper the production of the killer cells. The Bible says love. Medical science says the same thing. The Bible says good news. Medical science says the same thing. I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that God, before there was ever a hospital, before there was ever penicillin, erythromycin, before there's ever an aspirin, God, in His mercy, has given us means by which we can live longer. Not live forever, not necessarily live long, but live longer. And be healthier while we live. Monty Watts over there ought to be dead by now. Monty Watts is a living testimony of what I'm talking about right now. He won't die. We've been praying that he would, but he won't. He just will not die. If I were you, I would get this little tape and I would study it and study it and study it and study it. And I would get my children and I would use this. Listen, when I was a boy, we didn't have anything else. My mama would hug me and set me on her knee. And loving is all we had. Kindness was all we had. We couldn't afford to go to a doctor. We only went to the doctor if we had to have something sewed up. I mean, we could... Hospital. Nobody went to the hospital when I was a boy. There weren't hardly any hospitals. But America, in those days, believed this book. Now you listen carefully. In those days, America had no detective television programs to block your killer cells production. In those days, America, the newspapers were newspapers. They weren't scandal sheets. In those days, you picked up the newspaper and found that Aunt Susie had a cousin visiting from Wyoming. In those days, the fellow that broadcast the baseball game on the radio wasn't criticizing the local manager. He was cheering for the local team. It's up to you. Take your choice. Believe the studies or believe the Bible. Either one. They're both the same. I'm trying to say it sounds like medical science is finally started catching up with the Bible. Shall we stand, please?